When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, team building, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Patrick Amadou. Patrick Amadou says, mate, I think he's from Australia. Actually, he says he's from Australia. Mate, it's all about building a community and network marketing, but how do I build a sustainable one? So, interesting term, sustainable. Sustainable meaning that one that has decent retention versus how do I build a thriving one, which is what I would suggest, you know, focus. Why not focus on how do we build a thriving community? So there's a few things, right? And you're absolutely right in that it is all about building a community inside of network marketing for sure. Building community. See, that's kind of the difference. Someone, you know, I was interviewed earlier today actually on a podcast, the Business Insights podcast, and they asked me what's the difference between affiliate marketing and network marketing. And affiliate marketing is more transaction-based, at least typically, whereas network marketing is really more community-based. And so how do I build a sustainable one? And I'm going to share with you how to build a thriving one. So number one, be attracting, okay? Be attracting, meaning be the type of person that would attract people to want to hang around, okay? You know, if you want to see the most thriving churches, churches are a great example of communities. If you look at the thriving churches, they're typically anchored by a personable, someone who's, you know, making things happen kind of leader or pastor or preacher or, you know, rabbi or whatever, right? It's typically someone who is living in the being of someone who should be attracting a large community, right? And so a lot of it comes down to who are you being, right? You should be the type of person who is doing the things that you wish your community would do. And so you're being the example. So you want to be the example. So that means, showing up at the events. It means praising others and giving recognition. It means teaching and training. It means helping others learn what you are learning, whether you're directly teaching them or you're pointing them to areas where they can learn. It means taking the action you hope more of your community takes. For example, how many people are you prospecting per day? If you are, you know, not doing the things you are attempting to preach to people to do, they'll see that incongruency. So if you get up there and you say, you guys need to be talking to 10 people a day, but you don't talk to zero people a day, at some point that stops to work, right? Especially if you're inside of that community yourself, right? And so you want to be the type of person that should have a thriving community. As far as, since you said the word sustainable, meaning that perhaps you've had a community that didn't sustain or didn't retain, retention is a lot about culture and community. And what kind of community? Is your community positive? Is your community something that is beneficial for people to be in? Okay. If, and here's a, you know, little distinction for some of you network marketing trainers out there, is it a community where I feel chastised and I feel like crap if I don't do what's expected of me? Or is it somewhere I go for at the end of the day, I want to feel good, right? And so you can have layers of distinction where, and differentiation, where that person that wants to go out and make $50,000 a month should be treated very differently from the person that just is happy being a customer. Don't make that happy customer feel like crap if they're not prospecting people, but also don't just talk at the lowest common denominator with the people that want to go make $50,000 a month. The people who want to make $50,000 a month, talk to them. Tell them, teach them, hey, here's what you got to do if you want to go and do that. And so it's all about how are you making people feel? Who are you representing as the leader of that community? and let's not make people feel bad with wherever they are. You know, I always, in my trainings for my network marketing team, I say, hey, by the way, if you're on this training and you just love the product and, you know, you're not really that interested in building a business, hey, we love you. We're glad you're here. You know, if you ever want to, you know, connect with other people or whatever, we'll be happy to show you. But if you just want to be a customer, that's awesome. There's nothing wrong with it. I love the product, right? So you need to have that type of community if you want to really, really build it and have it thrive. So hopefully some of these tips help you, Patrick, and also, if you are listening to this, depending on when you're listening to it, actually, on Monday night, January 19th, 2015, I am doing a webinar on cold market prospecting, how to say and what to say to strangers to get them interested in your opportunity. You can register. It's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. You can register at rayhigdon.com/2015coldmarket. That's 2015, as in the year, cold market. And we'll be doing that tonight at 9 o'clock. Hope you got benefit out of this. Feel free to tell your teammates about this podcast if you find it valuable. And also, if you do, please rate and review and feel free to subscribe so you get notified of all future episodes. Talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.